It seems unlikely that my best friend becoming an international superstar for being the discoverer and chief human advocate for an extraterrestrial life form isn't the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me. But the actual weirdest thing that's ever happened to me started like this. 5 months after my best friend was murdered by terrorists just after solving a riddle that resulted in the apparent disappearance of aliens from our planet, someone knocked twice on my door. And then I got a text message from my dead friend. "Knock, knock," it said. This isn't even the weird part. After staring at that text message for way too long, I dashed to my door and flung it open to find a brown cloth-bound book sitting in the hall of my building. Words were pressed into the hard cover in a simple serif font, filled with gold leaf. The Book of Good Times. Okay, actually, I need to go further back. It's easy to forget how quiet the world was in the months after Carl, or the Carls, depending on who you believed, vanished. Each of the 64 Carls that had appeared in cities across the world blinked out of existence at the exact same moment, except for one. The Carl in Manhattan did not simply vanish. It yanked itself into the air at, a peer-reviewed paper estimated, around Mach 3. This added weight to the theory that there was only ever one Carl. They just somehow projected one statue into 64 different locations simultaneously. Look, I don't pretend to understand any of this, which sets me blissfully apart from all of the bloviation that occurred on cable news in the aftermath. But bloviation, though there was, the world actually chilled way down for a bit after the Carls vanished. This tremendous force that had thrown a wrench into our collective understanding of the universe and slapped every person on a spectrum somewhere between "we welcome our robot overlords" and "if we do not fight, we will die," just disappeared. Like, imagine what would happen to the gun control debate if every gun just flipped out of existence along with the knowledge of what guns are or how to make them. The thing we were also mad at each other over was just gone. That's not to say that people were okay. The economy kept contracting and no one was really sure why. People were just working less or dropping out of the labor force entirely. There was a lot of going through the motions, but the reality was, everything felt a little empty. The Carl debate was an identity-defining conversation for hundreds of millions of people. And that identity was now gone. Before Carl, the world was changing fast, and many people had already lost their solid grip on how they fit into the world. But most folks were still in a story that made some sense. But when Carl came and we were all suddenly in a new story, that was jarring. And then we hit another twist to the roller coaster. They were gone, and now it seemed like no one knew which way was up. What story did we have now? Who were we? What was the point of anything? And if the time after Carl felt calm, it's largely because no one knew what to say. You can only talk about something not existing for a few weeks before it's just not news anymore. But at the same time, it was hard to argue about tax policy and healthcare, or even get up and go to work when nothing felt important the way Carl had. People's identities, their sources of meaning, had been banged up even before Carl. But now, a lot of folks were just lost. One of the more minor changes was, of course, the reality games. Humans have always loved to hunt. But then the dream put every single person into a species-wide escape room, so on the whole, we got more into puzzles. Reality games were like escape rooms or scavenger hunts. But they were ongoing and took place everywhere. And the best ones went to extravagant lengths to recreate the feeling that the dreamers had lost. Puzzle masters distribute the game through the internet, physical spaces, and sometimes people. You pay a monthly fee to always be on the lookout for your next clue, whether it comes through the mail, through a chance encounter with a stranger, or on your doorstep accompanied by a cryptic text message from your dead best friend. I wasn't signed up for any reality games, but when I saw that book, my mind immediately started treating it like a puzzle. I left the book exactly where it was and ran up and down the hall, checking the staircase and the elevator, my heart pounding the whole time. I nearly went downstairs and ran outside, but decided it was more important to investigate the book itself. I took pictures of it from every angle before I finally picked it up, took it inside, and then started texting April. April is how I started. But about 5 texts and 15 minutes of agonized waiting later, they were full on, "April May, do not tell me you have been not dead for the last 5 months and did not tell me. But also, please, please tell me whether or not you are not dead. And if this is some fuck messing with me, I look forward to wearing your finger bones as a necklace." I did not get another text. I also didn't call or text anyone else. I didn't want to create any false hope in Maya or Miranda or Robin. So I just sat there in my own panicky misery. Before I even picked up the book, I was angry at it. It wasn't just a big scary question mark. I also could feel a very particular future pulling at me. I'm not going to rag on April too much here, but she was the river we were all swept up in for so long. In the months since she disappeared, I'd found some direction of my own. I felt like I was actually in charge of my life, maybe for the first time. I picked up the book and squeezed its width in my fingers. This book wanted to be in charge. I opened it. It wasn't big. It looked like it was between 1 and 200 pages. And unlike every book ever, it began on the first page, which was disconcerting, in a way. I don't read a ton, but I know that you usually have to flip through publisher information and title pages, and this one's for my patient and loving wife, Catherine, before you hit the actual book. But no. Here, the book just started. "Do not tell anyone about this. Do not post an Instagram story of this or tweet it or call a friend and share it. This is a magic book, but its magic only works for you, and it only works if no one else knows. It won't always make sense, but it knows more than you. So unless I tell you differently, clam up, Buttercup. Let's get straight to what you want to know.